I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
Guys, what's going on? It is week 13, the week 13 recap of the 3DFFL and the league. Okay, so as you can tell, I'm hyped up because a lot of big things have happened over the last couple days. And guys, we are creeping into the final week of the regular season in fantasy football. So that... Hold on. Let me digest what that means for me, because I know what it means for you guys. It means that it's time to bear down, it's time to buckle down, it's time to get your P's, Q's, dot your I's, cross your T's. But for me, it means that I'm going to be broadcasting my fantasy football playoff run for the second time on air for everybody to hear. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. If I get bounced early, if I win it, I might act a fool. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to figure out what's going to happen. But guys, we have week 13 to talk about. Next week is week 14, the final week of the regular season. I'm excited because I'll tell you what. It may not seem like a lot because these podcasts are 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 40, 45, an hour. But a lot goes into this, you know what I'm saying? Especially because I got other things that I'm doing at the same time. I think we talk about this a lot. I think I say it a lot. But it's something that I feel like should be stressed because this is a lot of work, guys. You know what I'm saying? So I want to preface... use that to preface the fact that next year we will be altering our business model. It won't be just a straight buy-in to where winner gets everything. Guys, we're trying to build a sustainable business model to where we can generate revenue off of our platform. This year, we allowed, the buy-in to be completely given to whoever is going to win because we're confident in our skills. And we're willing to put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, next year, I would really like to not take a couple years off of my off of my life with the increased pressure of building the platform, running the multiple fantasy football leagues, the music, day one vibes, etc., everything that we got going on. It would just got to take a little off of me. I know I'm umming a lot. So to all the people who catch that and hear me saying so much, I apologize. I'm excited. We got big news. I told you guys we had big news for this week. And we do. The Nonstop music video, the official Nonstop music video is out now on Rumble at Design I Gifted. You can also find it on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. Guys, our Nonstop just hit 20,000 streams on Spotify. We just dropped the video today. I'm not one to toot my own horn. Yes, I am. But this video, I think, was one of the best ones that we've made. I know this video is the best one we've made to date. Keep in mind, guys, we are grinding. We're coming up. We're barely in the first few years of actually, figuring out how to do everything that we're doing. But I think that we've come a long way from the first music video that we ever recorded, which was Already Famous, and that was back in 2018, to Nonstop, where we are now, and Invested and Sipping Champagne. Go check those out, guys. You can find them on Rumble at Design I Gifted, or you could find them on YouTube at We Are True. You guys can go watch those. But let's get into the real reason that we are here. Let's talk about week 13. Let's talk about the week 13 recap And let's talk about everything that happened in week 13. Matchup number one, we had the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast taking on Showtime Mary Williams. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast taking the W 148.2 to 111. The podcast had Jalen Hurts with 24, Derrick Henry with 25, Najee Harris with 9.7, CeeDee Lamb with 32.6, Mike Evans with 29, George Kittle with 10, Devin Singletary with 5, Dallas's defense with negative 3, and Brandon Aubrey with 15. I need to find me a better flex player. I don't think I have one. I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't think I have a better flex player, so I'm going to have to figure out something there. Showtime Mary Williams had Baker Mayfield 9.8, DeAndre Swift 4 points, Kareem Hunt 5.8, Jamar Chase with 31.6, Deebo Samuel with 36, Cade Otton with 0, David Montgomery with 12.5, the Los Angeles Rams defense with 6, and Cameron Dicker with 6 points. Matchup number 2, we got Rub-A-Dub Chubb falling to Team Gucci. Team Gucci had 147.96. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had 117.9. Team Gucci had 147.96 with Brock Purdy with 30 points. Tony Pollard with 17. Raheem Mostert with 12. Christian Kirk with 3.6. Michael Pittman Jr. 27.5. Travis Kelce with 12.1. Travis Etienne Jr. with 18. Miami's defense with 14. And Matt Gay with 14. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa with 19. Jahmyr Gibbs with 6. Jaylen Warren with 6. Calvin Ridley with 7. DeAndre Hopkins with 19. Jake Ferguson with 19.7. Alvin Kamara with 29. Pittsburgh's defense with 4, and Harrison Butker with 7. Matchup number 3, we had Godfather 100 and Who Wants to Smoke, I think, with Game of the Week. It was the game to watch. It was the game to look at that we talked about last week's episode. We got Godfather 100, 157.88, taking down Who Wants to Smoke, 145.3. And I cannot wait to see how that played out in the standings. Godfather 100 had Justin Herbert with 7.9, Joe Mixon with 29, Brian Robinson Jr. with 5.3, Tyreek Hill with 32.3, Curtis Samuel with 10, Sam Laporte with 29, Nico Collins with 34, San Francisco's defense with 3, and Jake Moody with 6. Who Wants to Smoke had 145.3 with Kyler Murray with 12, Zach Moss with 7.7, Chuba Hubbard with 22.4, Devonta Smith with 24.6, Chris Olave with 16.9, Evan Ingram with 23, Cortland Sutton with 15.7, Atlanta's defense with 16, and Jake Elliott with 7 points. That was Game of the Week for Week 13, 157.88. Godfather 100 taking down Who Wants to Smoke, 145.3. Matchup number 4, we have Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand losing, just barely coming just short of the upset of the year. Lions fan Team No Smoke continuing his winning ways. 126.26 taking down Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, 114.8. Lions fan Team No Smoke had, I don't even know, bro. Jake Browning with 26.6. Christian McCaffrey with 22. Kyren Williams with 20. Amon-Ra St. Brown with 12.9. Adam Thielen with 5.5. Kyle Pitts with 9.1. Brandon Ayuk with 15.6, New York Jets defense with 11, and Chris Boswell with 3 points. The final matchup, we have that team, Kenny Johnson, taking down the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. We got that team, Kenny Johnson, with Dak Prescott, 28 points. Austin Eckler, 4.7. Jerome Ford, 14. DK Metcalf, 37.4. Tank Dell with 0. Jawan Johnson with 0. Jalen Waddle with 10. Houston's defense with 12. And Nick Folk with 9 points. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, had Russell Wilson with 15.8. Javonte Williams with 10. Bijan Robinson with 10. AJ Brown with 19. Keenan Allen with 10. Trey McBride with 23 points. Terry McLaurin with 0. Cleveland's defense with negative 2. And Brandon McManus with 7 points. And that was the final matchup. That team, Kenny Johnson, and the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. That team, Kenny Johnson, taking down the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 115.76 to 94.84. That was the final matchup that we had to talk about, guys, of week 13. The next thing we're going to talk about is the matchups for week 14. We're going to talk about the matchups for the final week of the season, and we're going to see what there is to look out for. First things first, right off the bat, we got Who Wants to Smoke taking on the Signs and Sports podcast in what could be game of the week next week in the final week. What a tune-up game, man. Waiting to get into the playoffs, and I have Who Wants to Smoke right before I got to go to the playoffs. Okay, awesome, great, let's do it, cool. You know what I mean? I don't mean to be a complainer, but you know what I'm saying? If I lose in week 14, I'm not going to be happy about it. Who Wants to Smoke versus the Signs and Sports podcast. Matchup number two, we got that team, Kenny Johnson, going to try and upset Lions fan Team No Smoke. We got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking on Showtime Mary Williams. We got Team Gucci taking on Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. And we got Godfather 100 taking on Rub-A-Dub Chub. Those are the five matchups for week 14, guys. With, as we said, the key matchup being Who Wants to Smoke and the Signs and Sports podcast. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, that one has implications in seeding when it comes to the playoffs. So we'll get to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure. Well, we're going to get to the standings right now. In zone three, we have Godfather 100, 8-5. We have Who Wants to Smoke, 8-5, both tied for first in their division in zone three. Both have clinched the playoffs. We have Team Gucci, 7-6. In third place, and he has clinched the playoffs as well. In fourth place, we have the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 6-7, and we got that team, Kenny Johnson, in fifth at 5-8. In zone D, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke, who has clinched a bye in the first week of the playoffs at 10-3. We got the Signs and Sports podcast in second at 8-5, who has clinched the playoffs. Oh, that's great. That is great. That is great news. That's great. That's great to hear, bro. I'm so happy about that. I don't have to worry about a dub this week. Okay. Because I'll tell you what, I think Derrick Henry might have a concussion. And Najee Harris didn't play that well. So if ever there was a free week, a free pass, I'm glad that it's this week. And I hope that we will be full speed ahead come week 15, going into those playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So, all jokes aside, in third place, in zone D, still competing with the chosen one and that team, Kenny Johnson, for one of the final two spots or one spot in the playoffs, we got Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 5-8. And then in fourth, tied is Rub-A-Dub Chub and Showtime Mary Williams, who have both officially become the first two teams to be eliminated from playoff contention. So Michael McMahon and Showtime Mary Williams, thank you for your participation this year. If you guys choose to continue out the season and remain active for the rest of the year, we salute you and we appreciate you and we would like to thank you with everything on this platform in our hearts. Thank you for participating again and thank you for trusting us with your hard-earned money. And we are glad that you were able to hopefully enjoy the year. You know what I'm saying? So Rub-A-Dub Chub, Michael McMahon, Showtime Mary Williams, first two teams eliminated from Zone D. Next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the final standings projections, and then we will go into the playoff bracket. Fantasy trends presented by Snickers. We got Who Wants to Smoke and Team Gucci both trending up 4 spots, and we got Lions fan Team No Smoke trending up 1 spot. And trending down, we have Showtime Mary Williams, who is trending down 5 spots. So the final standings projections is we got Godfather 100 expected to finish number 2. Lions fan Team No Smoke expected to finish number 1. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand expected to finish number 8. The Signs and Sports Podcast expected to finish number 4. Showtime Mary Williams expected to finish number 10. The Chosen One Terrence Pryor expected to finish number 6. Who Wants to Smoke expected to finish number 3. That Team Kenny Johnson expected to finish number 7. Team Gucci expected to finish number 5. And Rub-A-Dub Chub expected to finish number 9. Guys, let's talk about the playoff bracket. Let's talk about who's in the playoffs and let's talk about who has the buys and let's talk about what is about to happen because it's about to get real. It's about to get very, very real in this joint. You know what I'm saying? I don't look forward to it. I don't know anybody who does. I don't know if you look forward to, don't get me wrong, the rush, the thrill of competition, let's get it. I'm all about it. I'm for it. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? But the anxiety that comes with waiting to see what happens for the next 3 weeks combined, it gets intense. So those of you who make it to the very end, congratulations. Lions fan Team No Smoke, I will probably see you there. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm the worst of the best teams in the league, so we will see what happens. With the number 1 seed, we got Lions fan Team No Smoke finishing 10-3 with a bye week in round 1 in the wild card weekend. Number 2, we have Godfather 100, 8-5, Daryl Brown Jr. with the second bye wild card weekend. And in round 1, it looks like we are going to have the Signs and Sports Podcast taking on the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. And we have Who Wants to Smoke taking on Team Gucci. That is what the current wild card weekend looks like right now. That can certainly be shuffled within the next 2 weeks. Well, within the next week. So we will see how that ends up turning out. We'll see what ends up happening there, who ends up slipping in, slipping out, whatever the case may be. But guys, other than that, the 3DFFL season number 2, this has been week number 13, the recap. As I said, if Nonstop was going to reach 20,000, I was going to play it in the middle of the episode instead of an ad break. So here you go, guys. This is Nonstop, produced by Chach with the Heat. You can catch us on Spotify at DIG. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope y'all join us on the other side. What you know about Chach with the Heat?
Designing dripping Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, Nonstop, D.I.G. Designing dripping Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. Tell my mom I got a promise for the city. Presidential for the Rolex, half a milli. Fourth quarter, every Every time, every line designed so gifted, they be written individually. And my lady gonna feel it move like symmetry. Know the mission, how it goes, her bestie feeling me. Now I love her though, I gotta keep the G code. And she a freak, yo, Australia for the week, oh. Yeah, one time for my city. F-A-L the vibe, nighttime like Vice City. Yeah, one time for my city. F-A-L the vibe, nighttime like Vice City. Check the jacket, be like Becky Lynch, I'm feeling like the GOAT. Popping champagne with some baddies, baby, you already know. I just pulled up to your city, she said already I know. I got a plan for my city, she said boy go lock the dough. Shut up, in the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up and now she love to sing. In the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designer dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up and now she love to sing. Underrated, she don't call me cause she know I'm faded. Tell me baby, what's your definition of the greatest? I let the pen say, when I make it, I'ma buy something for Avery, Maddie, Emmy. Celebrating, we the long shots. We ain't supposed to be here, like we the lottery winners. Like we the GOAT to this year, like this is 2023. I feel like Jordan in here, through the legs. When I cross you over, make that clear. Like if I gave it a year, would I be getting any closer, dog? That's something I fear, cause I gotta go harder. Depend on nothing, I'm moving smarter. Put my arm through the rim, when I rap, I feel like Vince Carter. This for my son, this for my baby. My music worldwide, man, this shit is crazy. I'm Mr. Worldwide, now I feel like Jay-Z. But I'm the one from Foul Text, I'm feeling like McGrady. In the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. Love to sing.
Guys, if you haven't gone and checked out the music video yet, go and check out the music video now on Rumble at Design I Gifted or Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. I promise you, I watched it during the break. I watched it while the song actually played in my earphones. It is a work of art. If I do say so myself, I think it came out beyond my expectations when we shot it. I believe I was a little underwhelmed at the way it came out. And then by the time Ry Lowe put his magic touch on it, sent it back to me, it's the best video I think I've had the privilege of being a part of to this day. So let's get back to fantasy football. Let's talk about the fact that in the league, I can't stop winning, guys. I'm not going to lie. I can't. I'm just kidding. I'm only on a one-game win streak. I've been taking a lot of little, you know, sloppy losses here and there. I've been, you know, making mistakes here and there. But last week, we got a good victory. We doubled up Watts on Wax Off. We won 142-72. If I'm not mistaken, Watts on Wax Off about gave up. He had Jordan Love with 24. Austin Eckler with 4, Garrett Wilson with 9, Evan Engram with 23, Jahmyr Gibbs with 6.4, Cleveland's defense with negative 2, and Brandon McManus with 8. If you're wondering why his roster was so short, it's because Jacoby Myers didn't play, and he was in his lineup, and Roquan Smith was on a bye, and he also didn't play in the lineup. So, we had Baker Mayfield because we had Justin Fields on a bye week. Baker Mayfield 9.8, Derrick Henry 25, CeeDee Lamb 32.6, Tyreek Hill 32.3, Jake Ferguson 19.7, Breece Hall 10.5, CJ Mosley 5, Dallas's defense negative 3, and Jason Sanders with 10. Our matchup number 2 was Team Quater Tots taking on Team Bro Dog in an insanely close matchup. Team Quater Tots taking the L 121.12 and Team Bro Dog coming up with the spoiler event of the year 121.16. Guys, this game was decided by 0.04 points. What a heartbreaker. What a disturbing, disturbing way, disgusting way to lose. But shout out to Team Bro Dog. You get it how you get it. You get it how it comes, you know? Team Bro Dog had CJ Stroud with 16, Ramondre Stevenson with 3, Jamar Chase with 31, Adam Thielen with 5.5, Trey McBride with 23, Sam Howell with 19, Bobby Wagner with 14, Kansas City's defense with 1, and Dustin Hopkins with 8 points. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 24, Kyren Williams with 20, Brandon Ayuk with 15.6, AJ Brown with 19.4, George Kittle with 10.8. Oh, that was lucky that Trey McBride had that game. Tua Tagovailoa with 19, matching Sam Howell with 19. Jordan Brooks, linebacker for the Seahawks, 3 points, Philly's defense 6, and Brandon Aubrey with 15. Matchup number 3, we had 2 Infinity and Bijan taking down Team No Fine Please. 2 Infinity and Bijan had 139.16, Team No Fine Please had 128.04. 2 Infinity and Bijan had Brock Purdy 29 points, Bijan Robinson 10.9, Deebo Samuel 35.8, Terry McLaurin with 0, Sam Laporte with 29, Aaron Jones with 0, Alex Singleton with 14, Minnesota's defense with 14, and Jake Moody with 6. Team No Fine Please, 128.04, had Jared Goff with 16, Joe Mixon with 29.7, Devonta Smith with 24.6, Keenan Allen with 10.8, Tyler Higbee with 5.5, Trevor Lawrence with 25, Zaire Franklin with 6, San Francisco's defense with 3, and Jake Elliott with 7 points. The fourth and final matchup, we had Sleeper Nation taking down Strange Animals in the battle of the three-way tie for first place. We have Sleeper Nation 137.24 taking down Strange Animals 108.4. Sleeper Nation had Pat Mahomes 13, Alvin Kamara 29, Jalen Waddle with 10, Mike Evans with 30, Travis Kelce with 12.1, Russell Wilson with 15.84, Fred Warner with 4, New York Jets defense with 11, and Evan McPherson with 12. Strange Animals had Dak Prescott with 28.2, Christian McCaffrey with 22.3, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 12.9, Tank Dell being carted off the field with an injury, finished the game with 0 catches, 0 yards for 0 points. I'm assuming that happened maybe, I guess, in the early part. I didn't catch the Texans game this week, so I'm not really sure. Logan Thomas had 2. Justin Herbert had 7.98. Frank Aluakon had 13. Atlanta's defense had 16. And Cameron Dicker had 6. I just want to mention that Strange Animals could have been sitting really pretty right now with DK Metcalf in his wide receiver 2 and Jake Ferguson in his tight end. And all it would have taken was Dak Prescott. For whatever that's worth, for whatever you want to say about that, if he should have or if he shouldn't have, or if it was a good job that he didn't, or if it was a bad job that he should have, whatever the case may be, he didn't. And I think his team might struggle a little bit because of it, but hey, I have faith in the fact that my brother, the 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast, he'll figure it out come playoff time. That was the fourth and final matchup. We're going to talk about the matchups for week 14. Guys, this one in the league, we got 15 regular season weeks, so next week is the end of the regular season for the 3DFFL. And wildcard weekend for the 3DFFL starts in week 15. For the league, we go week 15 and then wildcard weekend starts the following week. Okay, so what we're going to talk about now, Design Gifted against Team Quater Tots next week in what possibly could be Game of the Week. Does Team Quater Tots still have it? Is she the New England Patriots? Has she fallen off? Team Bro Dog versus 2 Infinity and Bijan. Team No Fine Please with the chance to upset Sleeper Nation. And Strange Animals with what should be an easy win to prime himself another week before the playoffs against Watts on Wax Off. What we're going to talk about next, guys, we're going to talk about the standings. In the Eastern Division, we got Candyland, we got Sleeper Nation, who has clinched the playoffs, 8-5. In second place, we got Team Quater Tots, 6-7, tied with 2 Infinity and Bijan. And in fourth place, we have Watts on Wax Off, 5-8. The Western Division in Boomtown, we have Design Gifted clinching the playoffs at 8-5. We have Strange Animals at 7-6. We got Team No Fine Please tied in third at 6-7 with Team Bro Dog. And it is going to be a very, very interesting thing to see what happens with Team Quater Tots, 2 Infinity and Bijan, Team No Fine Please, and Team Bro Dog going down. And even Watts on Wax Off, because he is not eliminated either. There has not been one team eliminated from playoff contention, so that should be interesting to follow going forward. The final standing projections, guys. We got Strange Animals expected to finish number 3. We got Team No Fine Please expected to finish number 5. We got Team Bro Dog expected to finish number 7. We got Team Quater Tots expected to finish number 4. Sleeper Nation expected to finish number 1. 2 Infinity and Bijan expected to finish number 6. Watts on Wax Off expected to finish number 8. And Design Gifted expected to finish number 2. Okay, so I'm not mad at that. I am mad that they're putting me ranked below Sleeper Nation, but he earned the victory. I understand it. I didn't play DK Metcalf. It is what it is, okay? So the final thing that we're going to talk about, guys, we're talking about the playoff bracket, okay? Actually, we're not going to talk about the playoff bracket. We'll talk about the playoff bracket next week because I still haven't changed the format, and that's on me, guys, okay? That's on me. I don't know if somebody's getting kicked out of the playoffs. I don't know if somebody's staying in. It's kind of like the college football playoffs where you're about to find out. You know what I'm saying? We're either going to run with 6 teams. We're going to run with 5 teams. It's going to be a difficult decision if somebody gets cut. But nonetheless, if you're listening to the podcast, as we build the dramatics, you heard what the situation looks like at the bottom of the league. We are either going to let 2 teams in who are 500 or sub 500, or we're going to let 1 of 3 teams in that are sub 500. What are we going to do? We'll find out next week. But guys, at the end of the day, that is it. That is all we have to cover here on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. Thank you for tuning into another one. I know that I'm a day late, but you know, it's been a good week, man. It's been a good week. It's been a good month. It's been a very, November was very good to us, guys. And then December, you know, we've kind of been in like, dial it back from going 10 speed to 7-6 speed now. And we're getting closer to finishing this season of the podcast as well. So once we're finished there, we're really going to dial back. We're going to take a break. Guys, we will probably end up taking a couple weeks off or a month off. I don't know. Maybe we'll stack podcasts in between and we'll come back with a bang, or maybe we'll just come back one at a time. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is that we deserve a break, because in 2023, we really made this year our absolute bitch. You know what I'm saying? We absolutely made this year our bitch. We are $30 away, guys, from scoring our first $500 on Spotify. That is not a big number. It may not be very much, but I never thought that I would make a single penny off of my music. And here we are by myself. I've made $500 in just this year. Anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, we love y'all. Thank you for continuing to tune in with us. We cannot wait to talk to you guys on the next one. And actually, you know what? We probably can. So just give it a little bit. Take a break. You know what I'm saying? Slow down. Let me enjoy my weekend. And I will talk to you guys next Thursday.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your
recording,
boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.